This is Hacker Public Radio episode 3337 for Tuesday, the 18th of May 2021. Today's show is entitled, I Like That the Boat is Stuck. It is hosted by Daniel Person and is about 9 minutes long and carries a clean flag. The summary is a dramatic reading of a work by Gailey. Today's show is licensed under a CC by NCND license.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by archive.org. Support universal access to all knowledge by heading over to archive.org/donate.
Hello hackers, and today I would like to do a dramatic reading of I Like That the Boat is Stuck by Gailey. And this is a short story or some kind of comments on today's world, and it gave me some thoughts and also made me see the world in a different light and didn't put as much emphasis on some things that might have made me angry before. So this is what I see, a pretty good piece, and let's just get into it. I like that the boat is stuck. It's bad that the boat is stuck. It's bad for lots of people and lots of reasons. I know that. Please don't think that me liking the stuck boat is an ideological stance. This is not an opinion I have about boats or about canals or about things generally being stuck. But I can't deny it. I like that the boat is stuck. I like that so far we all seem to agree that the boat is stuck. There is no debate over whether or not the big boat is stuck. It's a big boat and it's stuck. And we are all aware of those facts, and even those of us that are currently located in outer space. Furthermore, most of us share the opinion that it's disagreeable, logistically, that the boat is stuck. The boat being stuck is inconvenient. It's a big disruption. Nobody can say it isn't a big disruption. Nobody of my distant relatives will get into arguments on the FACE website about whether or not the stuck boat is making a nuisance for a lot of people. I like that. Another thing I like is where we know exactly what the problem is, that it's making the boat be stuck. It's a big boat, and it's stuck. Sure, shipping, manufacturing, and boats and canals have a lots of connections to varied and sundry historical and sociological issues, but its immediate problem in front of us is a stuck boat. And we can look at the problem for precisely what it is. It's not stuck for mysterious reasons related to a long history of human cruelty, exploiting other humans. It's not stuck because a politician wanted money from an organization that profits from a human suffering. It's not stuck because someone pretending to be in favor of free speech is trying to promote hateful ideologies. It's stuck because it's big. Bigger than the place where it is. And that's why it's stuck. Unsticking the boat will require making the boat not to be stuck. It won't take a year or more of isolation or heights of hand washing or phone calls to legislators. It won't require the courage to face down militarized police forces or the gumption to get a shot that I know will make me feel a little bad before it makes me feel a lot more safe. Nobody can tell me if I just worked a little harder or stopped spending money on avocados or getting a side hustle, the boat will get unstuck. If I did all of those things perfectly right, right now, on tippy toes, there would still be a big stuck boat. Because those things aren't things that need to happen. What needs to happen is somebody unsticks the boat. It feels profoundly goofy to even discuss the big stuck boat. You can say those three words in any order and it will describe the situation. Big stuck boat. Boat, big stuck. Big boat, stuck. Stuck boat, big. See, it's great. There is no way to phrase the fact of the boat being stuck that can miscommunicate the situation or misrepresent it or hide the reality of it or manufacture it so it dehumanizes vulnerable people. And again, there are a vast and sprawling ecosystem of currently historical horrors that made this situation possible. But we can't say that it is a situation that could never occur in a just world. Because even in just worlds, things get stuck. Ducklings get stuck. Winnie the Pooh gets stuck. And now the big boat is stuck. And I like it. I like knowing there can be big problems that caused by something that is straightforward and comprehensible as a stuck boat. And I hope the boat gets unstuck. I do. I hope that nobody gets hurt, and I extend the hope all the way through to every kind of hurt that's possible. And selfishly and honestly, part of me hopes that nobody gets hurt so I can keep on liking that the big boat was stuck. And maybe the boat can stay stuck for just a minute so I can keep on cherishing the situation that makes sense. The boat is stuck. That's all there is to it. And when it comes to things that is interesting by this piece is a lot of things that I do in programming, I feel that there are in really large and huge complicated problems that takes a lot of time to wrap my heads around, and I can get really frustrated and not solve the issue. But when you look at it, it's very comforting that there are some large problems that are have simple solutions, even though they might require a lot of work. And there might be some things that I work on that just needs some extra work. It's not that they are hard per se. It's just that they are a lot of things that needs to happen in order to solve them. So this was what I wanted to read for you today. I hope that you liked it. And if you have any comments, leave them in the comment section and I'll try to read them.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the binary revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.